7th, 2020, 4:00 PM. I'd like now to read the notification of the Open Meetings Act. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised Statute 1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the wall just outside the boardroom next to the sign-in table and outlined in the Nebraska Attorney General's website at http://ago.nebraska.gov/openmeetings. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given 3 minutes to speak to the item. If a member of the public would like to speak on an agenda item, please click on the raise hand button under the participants tab. The moderator will then call on each individual who has indicated he or she would like to address the directors. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. We ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Fowler. Director Fowler.
Oh, I'm here.
Thank you. Director Japp.
You say Japp?
Yes, sir.
I'm
here. Brett.
Here.
Teaser. And chairperson.
Here. Item number 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second. No, I'm not on the committee. All right.
Roll call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Teaser.
Rich, you can keep yours unmuted if it's too much to move it back and forth.
Hey, look at your phone.
It's on the charger.
Oh. Rich?
Yes.
Thank you.
You can leave, just Rich, leave it unmuted and we'll have everybody else. Okay.
Fowler.
Yes.
And chairperson.
Aye. Item number 6, review and recommendation of Eastern Nebraska Water Resource Assessment, ENRA, agreements. Paul Woodard.
Okay, Meg.
Paul Woodward.
Paul's having some trouble with his microphone. I'll be there in a second.
I saw him. He's on.
Just a process thing. When you make a motion, please identify who's going to make the motion so Gene can pick it up. So we can't necessarily tell by your voice. Thank you.
I can come into the room.
Paul, we can hear you now.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Head. So just to introduce this topic, just we have an A and a B here. The first one is to it's an interlocal agreement we're already a part of with 10 other NRDs. And this is just to extend it another 2 years. So far during the project, we've already got basically everything from the AEM project statewide stored on the cloud. We've been able to create a downloadable map thing that you can go out and get all the data from. What we're doing in the next couple years is to enhance that, finish bringing some of the new data in. So what we're asking to do is just extend this another 2 years at the same level, basically a commitment that we already have right now, which is $3,400 a year. And then some of our NRA funds are also being put towards this, as you can see from the table below. The agenda tonight, if you go to page 2, Bill. Is this an amendment with our current interlocal agreement with NRA? This would be amendment number 6. It does currently our current interlocal agreement between everybody goes to June 30th, 2022. The only issue here is that the interlocal agreement that Lower Platte South has with UNL to have the coordinator as a split position between the two of them only extends through this year. So they want to just extend that another 2 years. We have a coordinator position that matches the same timeline as the agreement. Those are the two items.
Thank you, Paul. We can have a motion on this item.
This is Tim Fowler, a motion for staff recommendation.
Got a motion. We have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak to this item?
A point of order, Mr. Chair. For the record, Director Bradley was the second.
Director Bradley was the second. Okay, thank you. Not having one speak to this, any directors like to speak to the item? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Stephen. Was I next?
Rich,
yes, I'm sorry, the audio went dead on me there. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Aye. We're now on item 6B. Okay, we need a second motion on six on item B.
I will motion for support. This is Tim Fowler, step for staff recommendation on item 6B.
This is Rich Teaser. I will second that motion on item B.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who wish to speak to item 6B? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Albert.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Sherbert.
Aye. Item number 7, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Well done, Fred.
Okay. Rich?
Okay, the time is now 4:15. I'll call the meeting of the FEL subcommittee to order. With that notification of the Open Meeting Act, as previously stated by the chairperson, and we will move on from there with the quorum call.
Exactly.
Can you hear me?
Director Bentley?
Sorry, I'm here.
Thank you. Director Bradley?
Here.
McCormick?
Here.
Weiss?
Who'd you call?
Weiss, Director John Weiss?
Here.
And Sherper?
Yeah. Moving on then to the adoption of the agenda, item 4.
So move.
This is Begley, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
And Shepherd.
Yes. We have before us the proof of publication of this meeting notice. And moving on to item 6, review and recommendation of Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership miscellaneous expenses account 2501000-4330 over 110%. Lori Last, please take over. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we had some unanticipated expenditures from the partnership fund this year. The first being a contribution of $2,000 toward the expense of the Building for Future Sediment and Erosion Control Seminar. This seminar is an opportunity to educate designers and contractors on issues related to sediment and erosion control throughout the watershed. This seminar is used by all of the partnership members to satisfy education and outreach requirements for their municipal stormwater permit. And so they voted to provide $2,000 towards that. It's kind of a large event. We have over 300 different designers and contractors that attend each year. So the meeting spaces tend to be very expensive there. And then additionally, the partnership has decided to look at some stream degradation issues within the Papio watershed. The current stream setback regulations haven't been sufficient to protect infrastructure and property from erosion in streams. And so there's been a lot of discussion about, could we change the policy? And if we did change the policy, what would that look like? At this point in time, we feel like we need to get a better handle on what the potential degradation could be in the watershed. So the partnership worked with Felsberg, Holt, and Kulevig to develop a scope, analyze the streams and to see what we expect that degradation to be. The partnership voted to approve that on March 26, 2020, and the fee for that work was $49,945. So we will be going over the budgeted amount of $200, and this is not This doesn't come from the NRD General Fund. It comes from the partnership fund that is the dues from each partnership member. And we recommend approval.
Thank you, Lori. Management recommends that the subcommittee recommend to the Board of Directors that account 2501-000-4330 for Pillion Creek Watership Partnership miscellaneous expenses be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount. Does someone move?
Director Bradley.
I make a motion for management's recommendation.
Second, Director Bradley.
Thank you. Is there any discussion from the general public?
No indications.
What's that?
No one from the public.
Any comments from the general public? Any comments from the directors?
This is Director Japp. I had a question, if I could ask one.
Go ahead, Director Japp.
So what is the cost to the NRD for this now? It's exceeding 110%. What is the actual cost to us going to be?
So there's no direct cost to us. We pay $90,000 in dues to the partnership each year. And that hasn't changed for quite some time. And so that goes into a separate fund. And this is that fund this contract will be paid out of that fund.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion?
Yes, sir. Director Bradley.
Go ahead, Director Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lori, I was wondering about since the March 2019, that great flood, and so forth, had there been an abnormally amount of stream erosion and bank destabilization and so forth?
I don't know that we've seen any in the Papio watershed since 2019. It's been a recurring problem in a lot of areas, especially in Sarpy County. They've had a few places that have experienced quite a bit of degradation of those streams. But I don't think that there was anything specifically from 2019 in the Papio watershed anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion from anyone? Hearing no further discussion, can we go to a roll call, please? Or a vote on the issue.
McCormick, yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 7, review and recommendation of land acquisition of tract 8 for dam site 19 project. Lori, again, thank you.
So we were approached by the owner of tract 8, and she is needing to relocate and does not feel that she can sell her property as is with the potential dam site 19. So there was a public hearing to address this issue of purchasing the property at this time in August. And the district then commissioned an appraisal of the property. It's approximately 12.49 acres. And it was appraised at $490,000. Ms. Gonzalez presented the district with an alternate appraisal showing the property valued at $202,000 more. And Ms. Gonzalez has agreed to split the difference between the two valuations of the appraisals. And so we recommend approval of purchasing this tract. Along with that, the account 02015714430 be allowed to exceed 110% up to a maximum amount of $1.1 million.
Would someone care to make that an motion?
McCormick would move for staff recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a second, please?
Director, we second.
All right. Discussion from the general public. Comments.
Ms. Gonzalez is on the meeting and would like to address the board.
Yep.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Click allow to talk momentarily. And you're clear.
All right. Lori, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hello. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me today. I have been the owner of this property since for 18 years, and I am in a position where my husband has relocated to Arizona for a job, and we are needing to sell the property. It is very difficult to sell with the future use, the property being lakefront, NRDs, dam site 19. So I am requesting to have an early buyout because I need to sell this and move forward with selling my home, which is going to be a separate sale from the land and the buildings. So I would appreciate you taking consideration of this. It's kind of a special situation, and I thank you for your time.
I'm going to ask you a question of our legal counsel. Do you have any problems with this?
Mr. Chairman, no.
Okay. Is there any discussion from the committee members?
I have one question for Lori. This is Dan Begley.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Lori?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So that appraised value that came back at $202,000 higher, is that reasonable that in your estimation, obviously you're recommended that we approve this, but is that cost astronomically high in ones you've seen in the past, or is this kind of normal?
I don't feel like I'm necessarily qualified to answer that. I don't really know much about land appraisals. I don't think it's excessive. If we had thought it was excessive, we wouldn't recommend approval. Just to be very clear, we're splitting the difference, so we're not paying the full $202,000 higher. We did agree to split that.
Brett, can you maybe weigh in on that? I was just curious. Do you see this kind of fluctuation in real estate? I would assume that's common, is it?
Very much so, unfortunately.
Yeah, Director Begley, the proposed and recommended purchase price is I would say, in lines with the current market. Like Lori, I'm not a certified appraiser, but from a general standpoint, I think it's consistent with what we're seeing right now.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Director Bradley?
Yes.
A point of clarification. In the description that we have on the agenda, it says Miss Gonzalez, MS. And then she said she was married, or her husband is moving to Arizona for a job. So should that be MRS, Mrs., or Miss? Just because when we pass this, I want to have that clarified. It might be small, but just something. Is it a typo or?
The purchase agreement, Larry, and the motion is Susan E. Gonzalez, trustee. And the trust agreement. So the MS is not even referenced in the motion or the purchase agreement.
Okay. Thank you.
Director Teaser, Director Weiss has a question too.
Yes.
Go ahead, Director Weiss.
Yes, I would like to talk about this a little bit. I've got some concerns about the project for now. considering the coronavirus and everything's going on, the stimulus packages, the government's spending a lot of money. There's a lot of uncertainty right now. There's speculations of recessions. There's speculation of depressions. I would like to see the board maybe go ahead and just table this whole project for a little while, for a year or so, until we figure out what the federal government's going to do here, because it might even come down to a situation where property owners can't even pay taxes, because we don't know where this is going to go. Nobody sitting here today knows, and I don't see us biting off any more than what we should at this point because of the situation. The government's already got a $2 trillion, and I don't want to call it a stimulus package because that's not really what it is, but and then now Pelosi's talking about another $1 trillion, and then there's a third and a fourth one, and quite frankly, they're not really sure where they're going to get the money for the first one. And I think that we all need to do our due diligence here and take a really good look at this because of the situation. Nobody's got a control on this. And I'm not saying just to drop it. I'm just saying to let's just table it for a while. Let's hold back a little bit and see what happens.
Are you making that in a motion?
I would like to make a motion that we table this for a while.
Is there a second to the table motion? Is there a second to the table motion? Is there a second to the table motion? There is none. Motion died.
Original motion.
Original motion. Is there any comment from the general public as to the original motion? I do not hear any. Is there any further discussion from the directors on the original motion?
Hold on, Mr. Chairman. This is legal counsel. It looks like Ms. Gonzalez has her hand up. I don't know if she wants to address the board again or not.
Go ahead, Miss, if you wish.
I've been a taxpayer and a property owner in Sarpy County for 40 years, and I cannot proceed with my life. I can't afford, honestly, this has been a long process, and I am, I'm grateful for you guys going forward with this, and that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment, Miss. Is there any further discussion before the board takes a vote, or the committee rather?
This is Director Japp. I had a question.
Go ahead, Director Japp.
Could you refresh my memory? Have we already purchased other properties for Dam Site 19?
Yes, we did approve a purchase this fall for one other parcel in a similar situation.
I guess my question is, how much per acre compared to what we're paying, proposing to pay for this one?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember the per acre price of the previous one, but they are very close, I believe.
Could we find out somehow?
Yeah, I can get that information before Thursday.
That'd be great.
You have to remember the per acre price too will be different because the previous property we bought had highway frontage. There was a lot of difference in the two, so that will play a part as well.
Okay, moving on then, any further discussion?
Yeah, Director Weiss, I have a question.
Go ahead, Director Weiss.
I got a question also because it says here that it's account number 02-01-571-4430, but it says be allowed to exceed 100% up to the maximum amount of $1,000,001. What's with the extra money? What's the extra money for?
That was the purchase that was previously approved this fall.
So that was the other piece of property?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to get a clarification that on us?
I'm sorry?
You were going to get a clarification on that as to what that was and all the information on it?
Yes.
That's all I've got.
Thank you, Director Weed. Any further comments? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Weed.
Oh.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
McCormick, yes.
Pisa, yes. Thank you. Dean, would you give me, would you be nice enough to give us the result for that vote?
Results were 4 yay, 1 nay.
Thank you very much. Moving on then to agenda item 8, review the recommendation of the Little Tapia's permanent easement to the Omaha Traffic Signals Infrastructure. Martin, please.
Good evening, good afternoon, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. This presentation is about Little Papio Channel Project. Easements have been requested by the City of Omaha for traffic signal infrastructure. One parcel is near the Exarban area. It's Pine Street and Exarban Drive. It's about 24 square feet, so it's a 4x6 foot parcel. It's actually where there's existing traffic control unit that's been there for probably years. It's not near the channel. It's probably 100 feet or more from the channel. The other location is 72nd Street and Rose Blunkum Drive, which is near the Nebraska Furniture Mart. It's right where the road curves and goes into 72nd Street. It's along the top of the channel. It's actually adjacent to the bike trail there. Again, this is existing cable that's been in there probably for a number of years. The city's trying to clean up the right-of-way for their infrastructure that's on other people's property. This was probably put in, like I said, maybe 10 years ago and just hasn't been, unfortunately, didn't get easement from us in the past. But this would not impact district's operation of the channel, just the effort by the city to try to clean up their right-of-way for their traffic control system.
Okay. So we have a motion, we have a management recommendation that the FEL subcommittee recommend that the board to the board.
McCormick moves that we accept staff recommendation.
This is Begley. I second staff recommendation.
Thank you. Is there any discussion from the general public?
No.
Thank you. Hearing none, any further discussion from the committee board members? Hearing none, roll call, please.
I'm sorry, did you say Begley?
I did.
Begley, aye. Sorry, Gene.
Okay. Bradley.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes. McCormick.
Weiss, yes.
Chairperson,
yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that concludes our agenda, unless you have something that I don't know about. So I will make a motion that we adjourn at 4:38 p.m.
Thank you, everyone.